get my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great.
Almost.
Now we're live. Hey, guys. Dr. Noah, Dr. Wanderley, Dr. Mike. Little bittersweet announcement. 6+ years, 2 summits, 2 courses, supplement line, hundreds and hundreds of guests, incredible affiliates. And it's time for us to say goodbye and to move on to new and different endeavors.
Well, good night, everybody. I don't think you could say any more. It's been amazing what actually started off as an idea between two guys from in Bayonne, and Noah coming into my office and like, I think we could do this. And it started off as a summit idea. And I said, I got just the person who I think will really finish out our team. And we looked north for that person.
You just needed a Canadian, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
We needed the sister of a different mister. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's been a blast. It was 6 years ago we opened the door. 5 years ago that we, 5 years ago this October that we started our podcast. And as Noah said, literally hundreds of interviews. I want to say the number's probably over 300 to 400 interviews. Amazing. What do you think, Wanderley?
I would say at least that. Probably at least that. I think the anniversary date just popped up on my phone when we were new and noteworthy on iTunes. And I want to say that was October 16th. So just this very week. So it's kind of fitting that we've come full circle and we're right there. Most podcasts don't go for this long. 5 years is a very long time for a podcast to be consistent. We've been pretty much weekly for that entire time. Mm-hmm. And we have had some really great chats with a lot of really cool people all over the planet and broadcast in, you know, 180 some countries and millions of downloads and listens. And that connection has been second to none.
Noah?
Yeah. I mean, there are so many guests that I'd like to thank that were on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. And I don't have that list in front of me, but you know, Rob Wolf was on at least 3 times. Dr. Al Dannenberg was on probably 4 times. Kendra Becker 3 times. Laura Foster several times. I've been trying to think of the name of the one person you interviewed 4 or 5 times, Mike, too, and I cannot remember her name.
I interviewed Amanda Campbell a couple times.
Right.
Down in Australia. There's just quite a few people that have touched us. And you know, the funny thing is we did 2 podcasts a week for a while too. So I mean we're talking probably between that and the summits 30 something at 70, 60 to 70, and then 350 at least. You're talking over 400 interviews. Amazing, so many amazing guests. And after we got started, we had people contacting us to come on a show. Our little podcast had started to reach some really big names, and it was exciting. And it wasn't just, it was people sharing. And for me, interviewing, I loved interviewing and did almost after the initial couple, they were almost all organic. So very few had questions prepared. And whether I read a book or an article, it was amazing. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And then along the way, we realized as practitioners, especially again thanks to Wanda Lee, that folks really weren't getting what they were paying for with their supplements. And Wanda Lee, you really spearheaded this. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it's one of those things that kind of found its way to me more than me finding its way to them. But, you know, we've been had supplements that we've recommended for years in our clinic, like most chiropractors, like you guys. We had a couple of favorites that had stopped making a particular product. And, you know, then you start digging into, well, what am I going to replace that with? And you realize just the depth of the crap that's out there. And ironically, around the same time, was attending a conference with a local compounding lab was presenting there, met with Dr. Leslie Kleinberg, and we ended up collaborating on creating some specific supplement lines where we could know not only what was in everyone, but where every ingredient came from, and make sure that the right things were mixing with the right things to get the clinical effectiveness on our end. So we started doing that here and expanded that into BYWG through, well, really all around the world, but more particularly here in North America. Shipping fees to the ones we did end up sending abroad was astronomical. So, but other than that, it was just nice to be able to confidently put something in people's hands that we knew would help and that we could stand behind from a scientific point of view, from a clinical point of view, from a quality assurance point of view. And those who did choose to buy products through BYWG, we had a phenomenal repeat buying rate. So that's probably the biggest heartbreak is knowing that some of those products won't be available to people who are really true fans of the BYWG line.
Noah?
Yeah, the formulations that you created, Wanda Lee, and that we created together, they will live on, you know, in our chiropractic offices without a doubt.
It amazed me, number one, that you had, for your own practice, you had sat down and really thought this through. And then this is really more Noah's forte than mine, and he was able to really have some significant input in the BYWG supplements that we actually created as well. But it amazed me of the ability today, which like 20 years ago you couldn't do, like you could look and see what is the efficacy of having this much in a supplement. Can it be this amount, or does it need to be X amount? And then to get it down into 1 to 2 capsules a day amazed me. And the biggest bang for the buck, which is the dirty little secret in supplements today, is nobody is talking about the fact that for these big companies, these supplements are sitting in a warehouse for X amount of months and then go and sit on a store shelf for X amount of months, where we actually know the name of the person that was bottling our supplements, because it's a small niche compounding warehouse compounding
laboratory.
So we know what our born on date was, and we know that literally we put an order in and a week later the supplement was made. And when it got down to the US via the Pony Express, it was actually really good turnaround time. But we know, literally there was no supplement on our shelf that was there for longer than 2 months before we had a reorder.
Yeah. It's one of the biggest benefits that I think most people don't even consider when they're looking at supplements. They're looking maybe at the expiry date, which is all well and good, but how long are they allowed to have that sit? So is that 5 years? Is that 2 years? Is it like 8 years? Who knows? And certainly from a manufacturing point of view, in order to get it to sit on a shelf that long, you're going to have to put some preservatives in there. You're going to have to use different material, or maybe leave certain things out, because they're not going to be shelf stable for that long.
Yeah, that's amazing. Amazing. The other thing that comes to mind, you know, other than just to share thank you to our listeners and our tribe and our summit and course purchasers, was all the great affiliates that we made over the years too. Whether it was Thrive Market, which was one of our first ones, or Dry Farm Wine, or Swanee's, Four Sigmatic, Purity Coffee, Peak Teas. Oh my God, there's so many. Butcher Box, so many great relationships that we fostered and created and supported over the last 6 years as well.
Absolutely. Keto Masterclass was another one. Mm-hmm. We've had some amazing folks that have supported us along the way. There's some special thanks that we really have to acknowledge some people. Number one, we consulted with Sean Croxton. At the very beginning, we had the great good fortune of consulting with Michael Fishman, just a brilliant, brilliant mind. Right. And none of this would have been possible without the help of Dr. Michael Beatty, who was the behind the scenes IT guy and was available for us all the time with our questions. And anytime something popped up, Michael was able to handle it. So I highly recommend Michael. At Cairo Webs, right? Yeah.
It was quite a learning curve for us, you know, coming as clinicians. We had lots of clinical knowledge to give to people, but learning all of this digital, audio, computer, shopping, all of the marketing and things that go behind the scenes was certainly a second, almost full-time job at times to mm-hmm. put all those pieces together. But now we come out of this with all kinds of new contacts and new skills and new ideas to move on to the next thing, whatever that turns out to be.
Whatever that turns out to be. Exactly. But it is, we knew it was time, especially in light of the last couple months. And believe it or not, the last couple months, our numbers, our viewings, our clicks on the website, on the YouTube page, on with the newsletter are at their all-time high. And that's not an exaggeration. That's not the chiropractic exaggeration. I mean, our numbers are at an all-time high. But once we stopped putting the energy, once we made the decision, all of our practices, our brick and mortar practices exploded. So that's how I know that it was time. And I wrestled with this when we first discussed it. And once it was out of the, let the genie out of the bottle, you kind of waited to see, is this really going to happen? And then things dramatically shifted in our offices, and then you know it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, everything has its time, and like Noah mentioned, that some of this stuff will live on, both, you know, on iTunes, Spotify. The material that's out there will stay out there. The supplements that we've created may not exist fully forever as BYWG, but in our own branding, either with you guys in Bayonne or with me here in Canada. So if someone is, you know, really needing one of those products and looking for them, contact us, you know, individually, either myself, St. Margaret's Bay Chiropractic, or you guys, Family Practice Bayonne, and I can't ever remember.
Wellness Institute.
Wellness Institute, that's it. I always want to say wellness, and then I lose the second part, Wellness Institute, so that you can, you know, see what we have available personally and try to do some sort of telehealth scenario where we can get that to you appropriately. But there's lots of, and if not, and if there's something we are no longer doing, we may have a good referral or a place that we can send you, because that's very high in our values and why we associated with so many of these great affiliate companies is to know and network with people who share common values of quality and service to make sure that you get the right stuff at the right time from the right people.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well,
that's it.
I think that's it.
Are we done? I believe we are.
So,
well, I don't think we can hang up without saying thank you to everybody for listening, because it has, and the feedback we've gotten and the comments both online and personally and privately, like, it's been awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And be awesome and never unawesome.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.